Right now, we go to the KODY phone lines as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us. Senator Groney, how are you, sir?
Good, good. I hope my mic wasn't live. I was starting to comment on the weather there, and you...
Oh, no. I just turned your mic on.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah, listen to that forecast. I'm sure you had a few choice words, didn't you?
No, I've been loving it. We up here, we got some rain last night.
Did you? Yeah, we had a little bit in town.
Yeah, the smell of the fresh rain and the light, watching the lightning last night was awesome. We need that. We need a lot more rain. But anyway, I guess we got some more coming this afternoon, I hope.
Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like some good chances.
Good, good. Anyway, sun comes up, rains, trees grow, go into dormancy, everything's fine, life is good.
Amen.
I'm getting ready for the session. The legislative, we picked up a couple of seats. So I should be okay to get education chair. I'm going to run again. My nemesis, Senator Walz, is running against me. She's the one who stopped 147, her anger and hate and total disregard for what the school boards wanted and the teachers union wanted and the parents wanted on for 147 and to get some control back into our classrooms and some stability back into our classrooms. She was able to stop it, but by being a decisive one vote, could not let it go forward. But she's running against me, and I find it humorous. She doesn't believe in education, the discipline in her school, and her 29-year-old son got picked up by the state, by the police for beating up his wife and their children, I guess, if they would have taught some. She would have taught him some boundaries when he was younger. He wouldn't have done that. But anyway, people don't have fogged minds and rational thinking. They don't see the relationship between bringing a child up in the direction they should go and how that follows them in life later. But I do. I've got to talk to senators to make sure I have the 25 votes.
Sure, sure.
But I'm going to try to do that, and I'm going to really delve in my last 2 years in the public education. We got a problem, a real problem. What's happened this last election and what's happened in the riots, those kids are being trained in our public schools. You need to start paying attention to what's happening in North Platte Public Schools and directions that Mr. Hansen has taken it in the curriculum. Parents need to start reading the textbooks. They need to start showing up at school board meetings, and they need to start complaining. I'm getting calls from folks of what their kids are being taught, that we have government employees, despicable individuals who work in our schools, who use that platform to influence the thought process and beliefs of our children. That should never be allowed to happen. And it happens locally, too. And it's happened nationally. It's a problem, and it's why we're in this situation we're in. We have to fix our public schools and the propaganda and the social engineering that is happening there. So anyway, I am going to be blunt about it. We have a multi-billionaire, Susie Buffett, who spends millions to affect elections. I have an individual sitting on my school, on my education committee named Mr. Moorfield, who runs Civic Nebraska. He received $721,000 last year from Susie Buffett's foundation. This is an individual, Susie Buffett, who never worked a day in her life, daddy's money, and she is a radical left-winger. And this guy is elected to the legislature and sits on the education committee. That is what I fight daily down there, folks. And it's happening everywhere. If you hear anything about the public schools in your area doing a contract with Civic Nebraska, step in immediately and tell your school board, no way, you want Susie Buffett bringing into your school civic lesson. Because that's who the money is behind that. So anyway, those are the fights that's out there. And we have a true culture war going on. It's a true culture war for the heart and soul of our country. And we lost. We just lost a major battle. So, and it was close. So it's not hopeless. but we must not lose Nebraska. We must not lose our children in the North Platte Public Schools. That's what happens, folks, when you hire somebody from outside to run your schools. Why would you do that? Why would a school board not hire somebody they know well that's been a principal in the system to be your superintendent? Why do we bring these people in from far off that we know nothing about, what their political agenda is, and we hire them to run our schools? It's on us. It's on us. And we do it over and over again, and we shrug our shoulders and say, Jesus, please. Anyway, we have a war, and we need to start paying attention. Even if you don't have kids in your schools, go and ask for a textbook in American history. Go and ask for a textbook on civics and read it. And then go to the school board and ask, start quoting some questions out of that textbook and say, why is this being taught to our children? Because it's happening there. That's where it's happening. It goes out and tears down statues. It goes out and walks down the streets about Black Lives Matter, an anti-social hate group. And it happens in North Platte. So that's where I'm at. That's what I'm focusing on. I can't change anything else. I can do what I can locally. So anyway, anything else going on besides...
besides the obvious...
Yeah.
Not a lot that I know of, Senator Groney. We had talked about some of these races locally. So as a Lincoln County citizen, how do you feel about some of these races on a local front after last week's election?
I think we elected some leaders, really good leaders. I'm hopeful for North Platte now that we keep the good old boys out of the decisions, and decisions are made for the average citizen and at the city council. We should have had a Hy-Vee... quick grocery store in that Alco building years ago, but the good old boys didn't want it. Those kind of decisions, I think we can make sure. I hope the city council makes more of those decisions and doesn't go to the chamber as much, the final decisions. And there's a lot of things can happen. Efficiency in government, I think that's already been happening with the new city manager. I mean, there's hope locally, folks. We live locally. We live our day locally. So, and at NRD, Twin Platte, I'm hoping there's some change there. We got a good person elected there that cares about Lincoln County. We'll look after the interests of Lincoln County. So I think it's okay. I'm not sure about the school board. I talked to one of the candidates, but I don't want to comment because I never did talk to the other one. I hope they are strong. We need strong individuals to stand up to administrative decisions, because those decisions are not theirs. It's the people's decisions. They're the employee. And we need to make sure we pay attention. But it starts with your kids. It starts with your kids are being trained and taught. So pay attention. Take a look. What's going on? Grandparents, same way. You have absolutely every right in the world to look at a textbook. You have every right in the world to go to a school board member. You have every right in the world to go to a school board meeting and complain about what you're seeing being taught. It's your school. Bureaucrats come and go. But when they're gone, it's still you, and it's still your town, and it's still your children and your grandchildren. So, anyway, as Ed Chair, I'm going to pursue the 147 again. Senator Merman and I are going to push it. If I don't win the chair for some reason, I'm going to go fishing more. But
certainly would free up some time for you.
Yeah, it would. It consumes a lot of time.
Being a committee chair does.
Yeah, they use flyers against me, even though I wasn't running back east, that I missed a lot of votes on the floor. Well, folks, that's a false flag. If you're a chairman of a major committee, it is hard to be on the floor all the time. I mean, we vote on 1,000 bills, and most of them are just a little minor cross the T, dot the I changes to existing regulations.
There's a lot of fluff
pieces. You got to prepare. You have to prepare. You got to take a lot of time to prepare. You're running a committee. you're the only member of the committee who has to be there and has to be there throughout the hearing. The rest can come and go. You have to know the subject matter. You have to know the bill ahead of time. You have to be to manage the time. It's not an easy task, but I signed up for it. But you do, you're not on the floor a lot because of that. But anyway, I made all the major votes.
Well, I'm sure that it's that way for all committee chairs, isn't it? I mean, the education committee.
Yeah, if you notice, Senator's not there quite a bit. He really has as appropriations chair. He's got to go through 1,000 items on budgeting, how much money we appropriate to it. He's meeting with people all the time. He's gone. So is Latrip on Judiciary. It's another committee. It's a lot of bills. Normally, it's appropriations has the most time consumption. Judiciary gets the second most number of bills. Normally, education would get the number the third most time. But over time, they brought less of the frivolous social engineering. Your children don't misbehave. They're mentally ill. Or we need more social workers. We need more people in. They are so aggressive about getting government employees between you and the children and their parents, it just baffles me. It doesn't baffle me, it scares me. They just want more and more government layers of teachers and teachers. Average teacher does their job and they go home and they just want to raise their family. But the bureaucracy they want to bring into the schools, the mental health professionals, social work. They just want to do whatever they can to disrupt the authority of a parent. It's almost, it has to be planned. I don't understand what, they have no respect for parental rights. It's scary. And the arrogance, it's an unbelievable arrogance I've never met in my life before when you meet with them, but they've learned not to show it too much towards me anymore, but... Of self-righteousness, almost religious righteousness, in their beliefs. It's amazing. It's almost like a secular religion. And I've never seen it before until I went to Lincoln and I got right in the middle of the education establishment. Now, that said, if you lined up, 80% of the teachers wanted LB 147. It's just we don't pay attention. 80% of the teachers don't pay attention to what their union is doing. 80% of the parents don't pay attention to what those administrators are doing and what these self-righteous people involved in public education are doing. Folks, they're building preschools. They're putting 3- and 4-year-olds in government schools, and they've done it in North Platte, and you just ignored it. Why? What you're saying is you want government employees to teach the basic beliefs, the basic tenets of your 3- and 4-year-old children and grandchildren. Is that what you want? That's what you have agreed to with these preschools. You can't afford to send your child to a Christian preschool, really. What's more important, beer, alcohol, cigarettes, what? The family vacation? There should be nothing more important than those children and their education. Anyway, now I'm lecturing. I'm getting to the point of a religious fervor, but it bothers me what's happening in this country, and it bothers a lot of folks.
Now, Senator Groney, we've talked about some of these state legislative races here on the program the past several weeks, but I want to preview a couple of them that we've not talked about and we don't necessarily know your opinion on. So can we start with District 5, Senator Mike McDonnell, your thoughts on Mike winning this seat in District 5?
Mike McDonnell is a good man, a very good man. He's was the fire chief in Omaha. He's a registered Democrat, and hopefully he's the future of the Democratic Party when it gets its act back together. He supports me for education chair. He's a union guy. He's the old-fashioned union Democrat like we have in Democrat. A lot of the Democrats in North Platte support me that are union members.
You're referring to kind of like the Kennedy Democrats.
Rights. A Kennedy Democrat.
Okay.
So when it's for personal rights and it's for and it's for your Second Amendment rights and your religious freedoms. He's 100% which he's a Union Democrat and a very good, decent individual. A friend. We sit in the same row.
Okay.
Same background, Irish moms. My mother was a McNally, he's a McDonald, hard-working blue-collar dad. Just we grew up the same, big families, big Catholic families, same old. So we have a lot in common.
Okay. And District 9, John Kavanaugh?
Don't know anything, but if he's like his sister, I'm scared. Fanatic. Socialist fanatic.
Okay.
I hear he isn't as bad as his sister, Michaela.
Oh, that's Michaela's. Okay, really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Michaela kept her last name because of her famous dad. Her dad was a U.S. congressman.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Even though Michaela's married, she's kept her family name.
Okay. And District 11, you have any relationship with McKinney?
Haven't met the man yet, but I heard he's not as radical as Ernie. He's more of a Justin Wayne type, where he is his interest is North Omaha, and I don't blame him or Senator Wayne when it comes to that. The good old boy white Protestant Rockefeller Republicans has absolutely screwed the inner cities for years with taking economic development programs and moving them out to the interstate instead of taking care of the inner cities with what the public wanted actually fixed is to upgrade the inner older parts of towns. And so he'll be on a lot of things like the Michael Tiff type of deal. Him and I will probably be on the same side. He'll be on the Black Lives Matter agenda. I'm sure we'll be a big proponent of that, and I will fight him on that. As everybody knows, I don't look at a person's color, their skin, or their sexual orientation and decide anything about them. And I don't like any kind of legislation that defines us differently because of some type of physical trait. And he'll be pushing my green on that type of legislation, which I won't. But otherwise, I think I haven't met him yet, but I think we'll be fine.
Okay. Looking at District 35, Dan Quick was the incumbent in upset. Do you have any relationship with the individual that upset Senator Quick?
Well, good riddance as far as Quick's concerned. He was anything Brooks and Michaela Kavanaugh told him to do, he just jumped higher. So we don't need him types like that there, but Senator Agler will be a great addition. You know, he was a senator for 8 years prior.
Okay.
Well, no more. It's been 12 years because it was Agler got one of the first ones, got term limited out. And then Glore was there for 8 years, and then Quick was there for four. I met Ray. He's a working class Republican. Good man. And he's a blue collar Republican. I mean, Second Amendment. But he does believe in some certain social programs to help the working class. Against him all the time. But I think I'm sure he'll help me get elected to head chair. A big improvement for my side of the aisle, at least.
Okay. And another individual returning to the state legislature that ran unopposed is Mike Flood. Have you had any working relationships with Mike Flood in the past?
No, I've known him. I've called him. We've had a few phone conversations. We want to sit down together here. You know, he was speaker. He was there 8 years prior to the 8 years of Senator Scheer. He is well respected. You know, everybody knows him. He's amateur Johnny Carson. You know, he's got that rural Nebraska network.
Yep.
And he's been the MC, but, you know, he runs a small operation, and he's the owner, operator, and the MC. And he's had some radio stations he owns. He's a pragmatic. He's hard-headed. Me and him talked and butted heads a couple times, and we both agreed we're both strong personalities, and we better be working together, not against each other, I think. So now we've gotten that past us, and I think we'll be fine. He's a very brilliant man. He's not going to be told what to do. We need him because redistricting is this comes up this term. All of the legislative seats and the congressional seats will be, you know, redistricted according to population. And of course, everything's moving east. The mass of humanity wants to live on top of each other. I haven't understood that, but that's mankind for you. But he has experience doing that because he was speaker back when they did it in 2010. So he'll be a great addition to shepherd us through that and make sure that rural Nebraska tries to salvage as many seats as we can as far as representation.
Sure.
The 49 senators.
And is he planning to run for the speaker seat again, do you know?
No, he's not going to take
okay.
Elders. He's not that arrogant. Every politician's arrogant, but he's not that arrogant.
Okay, okay.
Mike Hilgers is going to run, and he'll win.
Okay, okay. With Speaker Scheer being term limited out, Senator Hilgers will just kind of... will he have any opposition in that, do you know?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he's got his votes lined up. He was the exec chair, so he's got some practicality. He's been running a young man, too, and he... I don't know why anybody wanted to be speaker. There's no way in hell I'd do it.
Yeah, it's...
Too many headaches. But anyway, and you got to appease too many people. And I mean, it takes a special skill to do it. And Hilgers would do fine.
Of course, some great conservative women winning re-election, too, with Julie Slama. Senator Lou Anne Linehan, a big working colleague of yours, winning some re-election, winning the majority of votes, too, in her district. So that was great to see.
Yes, and she's running for revenue chair again. We need her there.
Good, good.
It's a great plus for rural Nebraska to have Senator Linehan as the revenue chair. She's, even though she's a senator from Alcorn, she's grew up on a farm. Southeast Nebraska. She's a farm girl at heart, and she has a understanding of the property tax issues and things on. And she did a good job. We didn't get everything we wanted on the property tax issue, but because of the state chamber of commerce in the east, and the spenders didn't want to give us as much property tax relief as we wanted, but she held her ground, and we got something at least.
Yeah, that was no fault to Senator Linehan's.
What's that?
That was no fault of Senator Linehan's that things didn't go that way.
No, dug her heels in. It was the fault of at least three rural senators who buckled and betrayed the rest of us and had a few whiskeys over with a prominent lobbyist and then told them they'd vote for closure on 1107 without the spending at our schools and redefining how we, and so we had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
We had the votes. Senator Linehan, or me, of course, because I, at the end of the day, the bill needed to pass because, you know, heck, I wrote the rural tier, all the bluster of the good old boys and stuff about this and that. It was Groney who wrote the rural tier in 1107 Economic Development, the Imagine Act. So that rural Nebraska got something, and I got the micro TIF pass for small towns in rural Nebraska. So I played a pretty good part in that. So I wanted it to pass, but they didn't need my vote. But I also didn't want to fully support that property tax relief, so I didn't vote for the bill at the end. More of a protest vote to let the public know there was a remnant of us out there who wasn't going to stand around and have a pep rally about what we achieved in property tax because it wasn't enough. But anyway.
Now, Senator Groney, is there anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
National election is over, folks. If you put a lot of emphasis in that, we have very little control. You have control of your schools. You have control of your city council. You have control of your county board. Of your NRD. If you really want to sleep good at night and you made a difference, attend those meetings and start paying attention to what's going on there. Because you can make a difference there. You can't make a damn better difference in Washington, but you can there. Start attending those meetings, find out what they're teaching in your schools, and start attending those. Use the power of what you've done, and as wild and mad as you are, to do something for your grandkids. It starts now. Pay attention to what's going on in your school. That's where it's at. That's where those voters who voted communists and socialists in the national election, where they got their training, wasn't on MTV. It was sitting in a classroom. So pay attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Groney. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday, sir. That again, State Senator Mike Roney joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY's Mud.